Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening in today. As always, it's a privilege, a blessing, and an honor to have you listening. We invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Verses 1 through 14, all of Psalm 27. Lord, thank you for the encouragement, the wisdom, the grace that's found in your word. Lord, thank you for the salvation, the healing, the empowerment that comes from your word, and thank you for the many blessings that are ours as we take time day by day to open your word and to draw on the grace, the wisdom, the power, the treasure found in your word. Lord, help us to, with every passing day, fall in love more and more with your word and live in such a way that daily we're filling our hearts and our minds with your word, and not only filling it in our lives, but we're teaching our children and our grandchildren and teaching those that we know the importance of becoming students who are faithfully reading and meditating on your word each and every day. Lord, with every passing day, help us to grow in our knowledge of the wonderful gift your word is to us. Help us to be committed to not only reading it and obeying it, but help us to live its wisdom and to share it far and wide as you direct us by your spirit as well. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We want to remind you once again, if you still would like to be a part of the Open the Floodgates campaign that we're doing along with Bible League International, we invite you to do so. And God has been blessing, and that continues to go very, very well. And we're encouraged to see the great response we've gotten. So far, we've had persons to commit to help us to get over 21,000 Bibles into the hands of brothers and sisters on the continent of Africa. And what a privilege it is to be a part of an effort to place Bibles into the hands of our brothers and sisters in Christ on that continent. Again, too often we take for granted the idea of having a Bible, and typically in our culture, most people have several Bibles in their home, but there are lots of individuals, believers and others on the continent of Africa who don't have a single Bible. So this project is allowing them to get a blessing so that they will have the opportunity to get a Bible in their hand. So again, it's hard for us to wrap our minds around that fact that there are 50 million believers who lack their Bible on that continent. So let's continue to make the most of this opportunity. If you still want to be a part of this important work of helping to get Bibles in the hands of brothers and sisters on the continent of Africa who don't have one, you can call this number and get involved. 1-800-YES-WORD. Again, that's 1-800-YES-WORD. Or you can visit us online by visiting AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. $25 provides 5 Bibles, $50 provides 10 Bibles, and $100 provides 20 Bibles. So if you want to get involved, once again, just call that number, 1-800-YES-WORD. And thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. And we want to remind you to get connected with us online. You can like our Facebook page, the Hour of Intercession. And also, you can follow Urban Family on Twitter. You can join the Urban Family Talk email list on our website for the latest poll questions. And also, you can get some of the latest news articles and action alerts that allow you to get involved with being salt and light in our culture and in our world, and read blogs from Urban Family. Again, that website is urbanfamilytalk.com. Again, that's urbanfamilytalk.com. We're grateful to have with us today, by way of phone, our phone guest is evangelist Sister Minnie Rags, and she's an evangelist. Also, she's a former pastor and presently is involved in ministry where she does workshops that are teaching believers how to put your faith together, put their faith to work in the now of their life and lifestyle. Sister Minnie, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, blessed. And thank you so much for taking the time to be on the broadcast with us today. And as we start off, I'm just going to say a couple words of introduction, but I want you to share a little bit more with our listeners about yourself. But we have the privilege of having Sister Minnie as a part of the church fellowship that I pastor in Leland, Mississippi. She's an evangelist. She's traveled quite a bit, but she's back in the Mississippi community. We're grateful to have her there at St. James, as well as she ministers in other places as well. And plus, Sister Minnie, you know, I think your family is one that there are more preachers in your family than any other family I personally know, because I know you have two brothers who are a vital part of the fellowship there in Leland. You have a sister that's a pastor in, I believe, in the Grenada, Mississippi community. And there might be other preachers that I don't know about, but I know you have grands and I think nephews and nieces. So lots of preachers in the family, right?
Right.
Okay.
And it is an honor to obey God.
That's so
true. And to hear, the most important thing, hearing God. Mm-hmm. Before we can obey him, we must hear him.
That's right. Well, as we start off, I'm going to ask if you'll tell our listeners just a little bit more about yourself and specifically the work the Lord has called you to as an evangelist and a minister of the gospel in the community where you're serving him.
Okay. I am sent in this area to evangelize, teach, to let people know what God is saying today, what God is saying now, because God is always on the move. He goes from glory to glory, and therefore, in order to be his children, we got to know what our Father is telling us to do. Mm-hmm. And we also sent here to teach, to preach the gospel of the kingdom, just like Jesus did. But we follow what Jesus told us, to teach it with supernatural demonstration of power and authority. And we let people know, we emphasize on that the devil does have power. Hmm. And we, a lot of times, are being misled, thinking that because we're in God, that the devil is defeated. Yes, he is defeated, but the devil has power. But one thing, God gave us authority. He gave us power and authority. That's what the devil doesn't have. He does not have authority. Mm-hmm. He does what he does. It's legal. But my job is to impart every believer to wake up and to let's prepare for Jesus' second coming. We need to destroy the works of the devil. We need to mobilize the church. And when I say mobilize, we need to gather God's people together, which is every God desires every person to come to him. Mm-hmm. But our job is to let every person know that there is a better way than this way, the spirit of the Antichrist. We don't have to be subject unto the spirit of Antichrist. And the Bible teach us and let us know the truth. We does not have to get involved with the spirit of this world. Mm-hmm. And we need to know in the hour that we are living in, we need to know who we are in Christ Jesus.
You know, Sister Minnie, as you're sharing, one thing that comes to my mind is that sometimes as believers, I think some words can throw us a little bit. Like, for example, when we use the term supernatural, sometimes we think of that as being miraculous, and it is. But it's important for us to know that every believer, that every person that has accepted Christ as Lord and Savior has the Holy Spirit working in their lives, and all answered prayer is supernatural. However, when we see maybe things that we consider small answered prayer, we may not think of it that way. But when we see miracles, we think of that as being supernatural. But all of it is supernatural in this regard. It's God intervening in our lives to do something that wouldn't have happened if we had not asked. So it's good for us to know, just like as you use that word supernatural, it's good to know all of God's actions are supernatural, whether we understand that or not. So that's just, I think, a helpful thing to be mindful of. So, but you've mentioned, you use the term, for example, teaching people to act in the now of their existence. Can you explain a little bit more what you mean by that?
Yes, I can give an example. But in this hour, the two supernatural people we know is Satan and God. Mm-hmm. And like you say, we have to eat the food of our God. He is a supernatural God. Mm-hmm. And the things that he does, like you said, miraculous things that man cannot do, anything that the five senses does not have anything to do, it is super. Mm-hmm. And we, in an hour, actually, we need to lose our natural mind and become, like you say, supernatural. Get in what God is doing. We mm-hmm. have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you were saying to give an example of God in the now, the what he's saying. What he did, he showed a good example. Last year, 2015, the end of September, the moon, the end of September, was red, was blood. And reading in Joel around the second chapter, verse around the 31st verse, and also in Luke, the fourth chapter, that before the coming of Jesus Christ, he mentioned that one of the things that the moon will be turned into blood. He called it a blood moon. And just talking to people did not realize that this is the end time we're living in. It's mm-hmm. time for us to make a move, to speed it up, to begin to occupy. It's an urgency call to get busy because we are too comfortable in the state that we're in. We're doing normal daily routine, but it's time for us to seek God like never before.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. You know, I think of this too. A well-known national minister on TV, John Hagee, wrote a book about the four blood moons. And of course, that's one of those issues of prophecy that, to be quite honest, is kind of over some people's heads, but it's biblical and it's a very real reality to be mindful of. And so, but John Hagee's book was entitled The Four Blood Moons, I think, specifically. So
right. He did. Mm-hmm. He did. And when I think about the blood moon and how people laugh, it's like when, for example, when God told Noah to build the ark, and it was on dry land, yes, it had never rained. But Noah knew God had told him. Mm-hmm. And the people were laughing and just partying, just having a good time, just enjoying the cares of this world. And we know what happened. But we have to be very careful for our eyes and ears to be open to know what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Sister Minnie, I'm going to jump in here. We're coming up on a break. We're going to pick up right there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our guest is Evangelist Minnie Rags. We'll be right back after this break.
We're losing 417 Vietnam veterans every day, and with them goes their memories and unique personal histories. This includes the 7,286 African-American heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country during the Vietnam War. Help us keep their memory alive by collecting their photos and by putting a face to each name inscribed on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. The Education Center at the Wall on our National Mall will display these photos and be a place where their faces and contributions will never be forgotten. It will complete the work of the Memorial Wall and also honor those who sacrificed their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan. Help honor the service of all American veterans and bring their sacrifice to life. Visit vvmf.org to share your photos and your stories. That's vvmf.org.
A message from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund.
This is probably the oldest question there is concerning the things of God. Is it okay to ask God questions? If we look at when the angel of the Lord visited Zechariah about he and Elizabeth, he questioned God and it didn't work out too good. The angel of the Lord visited Mary. She questioned God and he gave her an explanation. So what was the difference? Have you ever heard the phrase, when you know better, you do better? I think that that was what was happening with Zechariah. He and Elizabeth weren't young and naive like Mary. They had been around for a minute and they should have known better. God takes not only our actions into account, but our motives too. It's our attitude or the state of our hearts that makes the difference. Don't believe me? Take inventory then. If the Lord were to visit you right now with surprising off-the-wall news, what would your reaction be? If your reaction isn't what it should be, then ask the Lord for help. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com. The women's ministry at my church recently had a chat and chew. It was all the women of the church, specifically mothers and daughters, but included older and younger women. The chat part was the older women, 25 and up, sharing with the younger women some of their testimonies. The desire was to help them understand that they didn't have to go through girl things alone, that there was somebody who understood where they were and had been there before. It was a great encouragement for everyone. The chew part was a time of fellowship and food. We mingled, we laughed, we talked, and of course, we ate. I came away from the chat and chew really glad that I had pressed my way to get there. I said all of that to say this: everything that you go through is purposed for your life and designed for you to help bring someone else out. Don't allow the enemy to make you ashamed of your journey so that you keep silent about how God has kept you and brought you out. Share with the younger women so that they know that they can make it too. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
You're listening to The Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took
the music of Anthony Evans, the song In Christ Alone. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, beginning verse 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Then skipping to verse 10. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole arm of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole arm of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Again, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, then verses 10 through 20. Father, again, thank you for the opportunity you give us to grow in our understanding of the fact that, like it or not, we deal with spiritual warfare every single day. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that your Holy Spirit dwells inside of us, but he dwells around us as well. He's our guide, our strength, our wisdom, our power, so much more. Thank you for the wonderful ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word which is the sword of the Spirit that we can use every day of our lives as we put it to work. Thank you for your truth and all the other gifts and the abilities, the spiritual weapons you've made available, our prayer lives, the words of faith we can speak. More and more help us to grow in our knowledge of how to put those weapons to work every day. Thank you. And we praise you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, our guest is Evangelist Minnie Rags. And Sister Minnie, as we start off, I'm going to ask if you would, before you pick back up where you left off, would you pray for our listeners that they would really grow in their understanding and their grasping of the things you're sharing? Because, you know, again, even when we're hearing truth, sometimes the devil will try to keep us from being able to really understand it, to walk in it. So would you pray for our listeners and whatever else is on your heart, and then we'll pick up where you left off before the break.
Sure, I'll be glad to. Father God, right now we come, God, just knowing your truth.
Thank you. Yes.
You are truth.
Thank you.
Most of all, your word is truth.
Thank you.
And God, we thank you for this hour. And we pray for the people that are listening, that they may know that the spirit of the Antichrist has come to this age stronger than ever just to stop the advancement of your kingdom.
Thank you.
Because the devil knows he only have a little time left.
Thank you.
And God, we pray that your people will open and sacrifice themselves to you. By seeking you, by praying, fasting, seeking your word daily, that we will gain power and authority that comes from you. And we will be in the chain of command, establishing your kingdom.
Yes.
And taking and exercising authority that Adam lost. And God, we want to destroy the works of the devil every day.
Thank
because
you.
It's not flesh and blood that we're fighting.
Yes.
And help us to be mindful that anything has to do with the five senses is flesh.
Thank you.
But we know, God, everything that has to do with the spirit that's right, that means everlasting life, happiness, joy, salvation, it's you. God, just word our mouths, our minds. We cancel the atmosphere of every assignment that the devil is even plotting on the radio listeners. Some that's thinking that they have arrived.
Yes.
No one has arrived. We all fall short of the glory of God.
Yes.
That's why we begin to seek him daily. We have to die daily to this flesh. The more we die and sacrifice this, we will be able to have Christ live in us.
Yes.
And God, we ask you to root out everything of our generation curses, things that have delayed us, things that have kept us from not getting to you. But God, we just thank you, God, that you will put a hunger and thirst, God,
yes,
for righteousness. It's something that we can do every day for you, to tell someone that you love them.
Yes,
we need to let people know, if we were to take our last breath, where are we going? Where will we spend eternity? God, we have much to do in a short time. Put that urgency in us. Right now, we give you praise. We ask you to forgive us for any sins, God, any unrighteousness, God. Clean us up, God. Begin right now in us, God,
to
show yourself great,
yes,
to let us feel your love, the love that you left on the cross. Let us feel, let us know the great exchange, that the benefits that we have in you. And we pray all these things, and we give them all to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Minnie. Now, if you could just pick up where you left off, you know, one of the things, of course, that you've shared on more than one occasion when you and I have had opportunity to speak is, of course, there's a need for the church to really get involved, with every member getting involved with being witnesses for Christ and being active witnesses. Why is it so important for every believer to understand that we're all called to full-time ministry?
Because it is a great command. He said, Jesus said, every believer, This is a great call. No one is exempt.
That's right.
No one is exempt, regardless what we are doing, where we are. God is going to require. Why didn't you tell your neighbor? Why didn't you tell your brother or sister? God wants us to sound the alarm, so to speak. He wants us, he said, cry loud and spare not, and show my people their transgression. God reveal knowledge to us, it is our job to share. It's not to just sit down on it. He heal or deliver us from something, he wants us to go and be a healer, a deliverer. We are not exempt. We do not have to have a certain title. It's the fruit that he's going to look for. It's not about title. But it's just so important, because the church used to be the house of safety. And we want people to know, to respect, and we are praying that the fear of God will come in us, that will make us come out of these doors, come, turn off our television, and get out into the communities and let people know that Jesus heals, Jesus saves, and most of all, having an intimacy, having that communication with God. So, because we're in an hour, we all need to know how to get a prayer through.
That's the most important thing.
We need to know how to get a prayer through for ourselves, because there are going to come a time we may not get a chance to call a pastor. We may not get a chance to call you, a neighbor, or whoever, but we need to know right now, because God is quick. And different things happen quick. We need to know how to pray, if nothing else.
That's right. You know, prayer is, amongst other things, it's like the secret weapon of the believer, if we would learn to use it that way. Yet, tragically, you have lots of believers that they really think very little of their prayer life, and they really, when they're in great need, they'll look to someone else to pray for them or with them. But, you know, God describes the prayer life of a believer. In James, he refers to that as being powerful and effective. And when we pray according to the Word of God, every believer can be used to do great things. And one of the reasons why it's so good for us and encouraging for us to recognize that our prayer life is powerful is because when we pray, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work. The Holy Spirit, he's the power of God, and he can do anything. So we shouldn't concentrate on how big or powerful we are, because the power is not us anyway. It's the Holy Spirit working through us, and he can do anything because he's God. So any believer, child or adult, when we learn how to pray, it's the Holy Spirit working through us. Great things can happen through the prayer life of any believer that prays according to the Word of God. So that's a powerful point that you made there, too. So,
And that is so good right there, Pastor, because people does not realize God done did what he did. He sent his son. Jesus came and did what he did. He died and redeemed us. So therefore, it's the Holy Spirit is working.
That's right.
And you're so right. We got to know it's the Holy Spirit is ready, standing at us at all times, want to be used. But if we don't pray, all that the Spirit can do is just walk around and follow us and keep his arm full, because he can't do anything because we don't request it. And we need to know. That's part of knowledge. You are so right. We need to have that intimacy, that prayer. We need that because that's what's going to keep us.
That's right. That's right. You know, I think of two, a scripture that's a very well-known scripture, but it's a very it's a very telling scripture. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, it says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." Now, the word hovering basically means waiting in the air. And the Holy Spirit stands every day waiting, and it's good to know the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity, and he's God. But he's waiting. Many times we say we're waiting on God, but many times God is waiting on us because he's ready to work through our prayers.
So true. Mm-hmm. So true. So true. And sometimes just knowledge, we can let people know that God is like, he's so gentle as a dove. You know, you come to him just as you are, like
right.
You and I are talking. You don't have to be in no this and that. You come as you are, but most of all, you come acknowledging the wrong or whatever state because he knows before you even come. But God wants us to just come just like we are.
That's right. Come simply and humbly before him. And you know, humility is a good word to describe the way we walk with God because pride can get in the way 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We don't approach God with pride. We approach him with humility because, again, all of us as human beings, everybody but Jesus has messed up. We've made mistakes, and we need to approach it with understanding that God is the one who saved us. He's the one who keeps us. And so we need to always walk with him in humility, trust, and confidence in him and his goodness as well. So.
Yes, so true. And again, that when you say, we need to know that that's one of the devil's seeds. You know, God does not hear a prideful person.
That's
he
right.
can't hear anything of sin. He cannot hear. But if we come with a repentant heart, with the pride, yes, he can, because we coming for him to take that pride out of us.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
It's just so much the church we need to come back to. You know, we're living, everything has got to be so instant. Everything, we want everything so quick. But we need to seek God like never before.
That's right. That's right. Sister Minnie, I'm going to take a moment. I'm going to pray about specifically what you've just shared, and we're going to, on the other break, another break is coming up, and we'll pick up on the other side once again. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you've called us to be a people that walk with you in humility every single day. And Lord, more and more, help us to grow in our understanding of what real humility is. Help us to not think that it's a matter of how close or how close we think we are, how close others think we are. Help us to know, Lord, that it's a matter of us hearing your word and doing what you tell us, hearing your spirit, doing what he says, hearing you and simply following you step by step, one day at a time, one moment at a time. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of humility. Help us to know, Lord, that the Christian life is about listening to you, walking with you, and obeying you. It's not about us. It's about your Holy Spirit working in us and through us and getting your work done. Teach us and empower us by your Spirit to walk in humility every single day. And Lord, help us to run from pride, to avoid it all the time, avoid it like the plague, knowing that, again, your word tells us you resist the proud, but you give grace to the humble. With every passing day, help us to grow in our humility. We thank you and we praise you. And Lord, bless Sister Minnie as she continues to do the great work you've called her to. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We'll pick up there on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our guest is Evangelist Minnie Rags. We'll be right back after this break.
My name's Marquise and I'm 10. My mom used to have ecstasy parties at our house, but now my mom's different. She went to Teen Challenge, a drug addict, and came home a drug-free mom.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
What's going on? It's your man Sean Tanner, and you are in the field with the track stars Ryan Righteous, Sean Tanner, and DJ Jeremiah. Keep it locked to Urban Family Talk and be sure to tune in to the track stars each and every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Log on to www.trackstarsradio.com or download our app available on iTunes and the Android market to get our podcast. Keep it locked to Urban Family Talk and Track Stars Radio. Let's go.
Dr. Tony Evans says if you leave church feeling relaxed and at ease, you may have missed something. He explains as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Far too many of us gather together on Sunday for a parade rather than to find out how to go to war. And that's why we have so many casualties on the battlefield. Far too often Christians are not at war, they're simply visiting the parade. You say, well, how do you really know that we're in a war? That's easy. There are a lot of POWs out there. People who have been caught in the crossfire of the angelic conflict. Because it has to do with a battle that was erupted when there was a rebellion in the heavenlies, that got transferred down here to earth when Satan set up his command post from planet Earth, and God came down to this command post, created a man who would usurp authority over him, the lesser overruling the greater. The battle has unfolded. Satan takes the lead. He takes the initiative. And man subjugates the world that God has given him to manage on God's behalf over to Satan. And that is why the scripture says that the whole world lies in the hands of the evil one. Handed over as men joined Satan in his rebellion against God. But when you came to Jesus Christ, you were born into another world. You were born again into the family of God, the kingdom of God. And now you are fighting on the other side.
Learn more about the battle going on behind the scenes of your life. Request a copy of Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare. It'll not only teach you what the Bible has to say about our fight against the devil and his influence, you'll find the real-life help you've been looking for. Visit us at tonyevans.org for details. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
This is the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Are you ready?
Music of Covenant Church, the song Heaven on Earth. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We're grateful to have as our phone guest today, Evangelist Minnie Rags. And Sister Minnie, I would mention that we're, again, grateful to have you as a part of our church family there at St. James in Leland, Mississippi. Again, I have the privilege of pastoring St. James in Leland, and it's good to have you as a part of our church family. Would mention that this coming Sunday, of course, we're looking forward to you're being one of the presenters at a workshop we'll have there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, our family and youth forum that we do on a monthly basis. And of course, one of those goals is to help the church to be getting more into the community, to be salt and light, to affect the community for the kingdom of God. So again, if you're listening and you can come be with us at 3 o'clock at St. James at 102 Church Street in Leland, we invite you to come and be with us there. Sister Mandy, can you tell me now, with our listeners, if someone would like to get in touch with you or speak with you, maybe even invite you to come to their fellowship to talk about or to share the kind of workshops that you do, how would they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me. My phone number is 313-926-0516, or either through the church.
Right, okay.
And also, I would like to add on to Sunday. If ones out there are listening, if they are bound by sickness, via any spirit that's not like God, come out to get delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not talking about something delayed, but God is, he moves now.
That's right.
So anyone that has ailment or whatever, they are welcome to come and get prayer.
Okay then. And again, that's 3 o'clock this Sunday at St. James in Leland. So we'll look forward to any listener who'd like to come out and be with us then. So now, Sister Minnie, would you share a little bit more about that specific side of the work you do? You do workshops, and share with our listeners a little bit more about what you do in the midst of those, the kind of workshops God has called you to carry out.
Okay, I'd be glad to. I start off with letting people know from the Word of God that every word is true.
Mm-hmm.
And every word that, regardless of what that person is going through, there is a word for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that word, God's word come alive to whatever situation, condition, or what may be. God's word has power, and God's word wants to be ignited in this hour,
mm-hmm.
and that's a lot. That's what I do,
mm-hmm.
and I help people to recover God's word and to take back authority concerning what we lost through Adam.
That's right.
And a lot of important gifts when I speak of gift, things that God, that if a person stagnated, not moving, not being obedient to what God has called he or she to, it's just depending upon whatever the Spirit gives me.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord gives me great revelation knowledge, and I'm just humbled because in being obedient, and it calls for a daily sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that your gift will make room for you by evidence of your fruit.
Right.
So I challenge everyone that's listening to come out to St. James and to see what God is doing in us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and you know, Sister Minnie, something I'd mention too is just today we had a speaker at our daily chapel service who shared about, he has a ministry that's involved in teaching or kind of stirring churches to revival, but he pointed this out, that the word revival is not found in Scripture. And he made a very powerful point that, again, what God calls us to is he calls all of us to consistently walk in an intimate relationship with him. And the fact is, there are lots of believers who can kind of, if we're not careful, we can kind of fall away and get very lax in our walk with God, and the issue is not one of not being saved necessarily, but not being close and in a close fellowship relationship with God. And God wants every believer to be close. He wants all of us to be filled with his Spirit, all of us to have his word at work in our lives. He wants to use all of us to get work done. He wants to use all of us to help people get saved. He wants to use all of us to help people grow up in their faith. And he wants to use us powerfully as vessels of his Holy Spirit to get his work done.
Yes, so true. And that is exactly what we let people know. God does not have a respectable person.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to use us until he said occupy, until he comes. He wants us to stay busy, to stay at the master's work, mm-hmm. stay on the wall. But no, revival is not, but the word revive is in the word of God. Mm-hmm. God wants us to be revived. Mm-hmm. The word revive, it sure is.
Mm-hmm. Being in a continual state of revival all the time, that would be what God would like to see in our lives.
Exactly, and that's what that means. That's right, continuous.
Mm-hmm.
Continuous, not being slack. A soldier continues to stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
A soldier doesn't get laxinated, but he wants us to be radical soldiers, because Jesus came and set the example. He was a radical savior.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And he had great work. And Jesus did great work every day of his life in his earthly ministry. He never had a day where he didn't function as the vessel of God. He was the Son of God, but he was the vessel of God while he was here. And God wants us to live that way too, to be a vessel he can get his work done through every day of our lives, not just on Sunday, but every day.
That's right. Every day. And he watches us. He counts the cost. We have to weigh everything we do. Like you say, what Jesus did, well, he left for us to do the same thing. The record is left for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
There is always something to do. We don't have time to be idle.
That's right. That's right. And you know, it's good. You know, just a few moments ago during the break, Dr. Tony Evans made a powerful point that, you know, just like, for example, we're called to be soldiers in God's army, but just like, for example, he used the term as a parade. In a parade, soldiers aren't fighting. They're just kind of out there for show. But as believers, we're not to be out there for show. We're to be out there ready to do battle every day of our lives, because warfare is going on. Like it or not, we deal with warfare every single day of our lives.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. And to always humble ourselves and to always give God the glory for whatever. We are never to put ourselves in the front line. We can never think too highly of ourselves, because that's what happened to the devil, as mm-hmm. we already know. That's a different topic.
Right.
But we just have to seek God. I challenge everyone to begin to ask God to love, put that love in each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
We want to love each other like the Bible says. So am I willing to lay down my life for you?
Mm-hmm.
I got to love you just like that. I got to love you enough to see you delivered, to
mm-hmm.
see you give up the things of this world. Am I willing? Am I willing to sacrifice? Am I willing to say yes? My brother has a need. My sister has a need. Yes, I'm willing. In other words, we want to be like the Samaritan.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. I tell you, our time is almost gone, Sister Minnie. As we in our closing few minutes, I'm going to ask if you'll pray once again for our listeners and pray for the body of Christ and whatever God has put on your heart to pray for them about, just as it relates to helping believers grow up in their faith, to become serious disciples, serious soldiers in the army of God. But anything else that's on your heart, would you pray for our listeners and the body of Christ at this time?
Well, it's a lot on my heart. We don't have it. But I would just like for people to know, but it is time. It is time for us to step out. Who's on the Lord's side? Who is on the Lord's side? It's time for us to begin to step out
mm-hmm.
and to ask God, show me what to do. If no more telling so, you can make it today.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a plate taken into a drug addict. It's time for us to seek God
mm-hmm.
like never before, because the more we seek him, he definitely is faithful to his word. He will reward us. We need to be able to bring people back into the church
mm-hmm.
to tell people that you can make it. There's deliverance. Put that alcohol bottle down or whatever. Come into the house of prayer. We want to be God-fearing women and men, and I pray and challenge each and every one of us in the highways that's listening to just begin today. Let us come to God. God, just make up our minds. God, we ask you to stir up the gift in us. Because, God, you gave each and every one a gift. You gave each and every one of us a measure of faith. You're not an unjust God. So, God, all of us have the same ability to go out and to redeem mankind. But, God, first of all, let it start in us. We all fall short today of your glory. None of us has arrived. So, God, we're asking you, God, to humble us the more. The more you humble us, God, we can see the wrongness that's delaying me from going to making haste to going and telling that Jesus saved. Jesus is here. But, God, most of all, put that fear in us, that fear to be obedient to you, that fear that will let us run into the church, that fear that will make us come into prayer. God, we asking you, God, to stir us up, take us back into your Bible, your word. You are your word, God. Let us be able to remember and to know and to take you serious for who you are. Let us begin to invite each our members that haven't been to church so long. Somebody, let us begin the next time we go into the house of prayer, God. We asking you to put it on our heart that we would take one soul to the house of prayer, to the house of safety. Let it be somebody, God. And we asking you to move on us to be obedient, because that is your word, to bring people into your house, God. And we pray, God, that you will have mercy on us for being slothful, God. Forgive us, oh God, for being slothful. Forgive us for not knowing all of your word. Forgive us, God, for not laying before you, not to get the revelation knowledge that you have for us. God, we ask you, God, to just start us a new leaf as we make up our minds today that we are going to humble and give ourselves the more to you, not just in word, but God, but in deed. And God, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank the Holy Ghost for reminding me to cut it out, because I can go.
Well, Sister Minnie, thank you so much for being on the broadcast with us today. You've been a blessing, and
thank
I appreciate
you for having me.
It was a privilege and honor to have you on. And once again, share your phone number. If someone wants to get in touch with you, maybe invite you to the church, share that phone number one more time.
Okay. The number, air code, is 313-926-0516.
Amen.
Our guests, if they can't remember that number, they can find me through any of the red and also through you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for being on the broadcast with us today. Thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.